In the book of Job, found in the Hebrew scriptures, we hear Job offer this advice to a friend who has questions about the ways of God. Job says to his friend, "But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind." As we listen to Job's words, surely we also can learn the same lesson that Job wanted his friend to learn. Ask the animals, and they will teach us much about God. And one thing that we could and should learn from the animals is that God loves them as much as he loves us. Yes, God loves them as much as he loves us. We humans often give primacy a place to ourselves in the big picture, but that just may be arrogance on our part. Everything that lives and that breathes upon the face of the earth came from the same God that created us and is loved by that same God as he loves all that he has made. John Muir lived in the 1800s and is known as one of the first environmentalists. He trekked through the Sierra Nevadas and wrote widely of what he found in nature. In fact, he is known as the father of national parks. In one of his writings, he tells of finding the body of a dead bear in Yosemite. He writes, "We humans tend to believe there is no room in heaven for such a noble creature." He cautioned us against such a point of view. He writes, "These magnificent creatures are expressions of God's power, inseparably championed by love. They are made of the same dust as we. They breathe the same winds, and they drink of the same waters as we do." Muir continued, "A bear's days are warmed by the same sun, and his life, pulsing with a heart like ours, was poured from the same first fountain." And then Muir ends by saying, "With our stingy spirit, we may want to block this creature from heaven. To the contrary, God's charity is broad enough for bears." God's charity is broad enough for bears. Before we take to task Muir's position, we may want to remember what the Lord Jesus told us in Matthew's Gospel. "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from their father." Or as Luke has Jesus say, "Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight." Not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. Today, as you all know, we honor St. Francis of Assisi. In fact, the most beloved and the most well-known saint among all peoples in this world. Francis is remembered especially for his love of all creatures, great and small. A man who lived with Francis and his community of brothers, and who knew Francis well, this man, Thomas of Celano, would tell of his firsthand experience of watching Francis interact with the birds of the air and the animals of the forest. Thomas of Celano tells us of the time that Francis was passing through the Spoleto Valley, and he saw a bunch of birds resting on the ground. Knowing the great love that the Creator had for all his creatures, Francis walked quickly to the place where the birds were resting. And true to form, Francis began to talk to them, and he greeted them. And the birds remained still in his presence and not moving or fluttering. He went to them, walked among them, and touched their heads and their bodies with his tunic. Then Francis spoke to the birds these words, "My brother birds," that's what he said, "my brother birds, you should greatly praise your Creator and love Him. He clothed you with feathers, and He gave you wings for flying. Among all His creatures, He made you free, and He gave you the purity of the air. You neither sow nor reap. He nevertheless governs you without your least care." Thomas claims that the birds gestured a great deal while Francis was speaking to them, each in his own way, stretching their necks, spreading their wings, opening their beaks, and looking intently at the saintly man. And the birds, according to Thomas, did not leave that place until Francis had made the sign of the cross over them, blessing them and giving them permission to leave. From that day on, Thomas says, Francis always preached to the birds and other beasts of the love of the Creator in the same way that he would preach to fellow humans. Clearly, Francis understood that the love of God is not parceled out to some, while it is not given to others. The love of God is given to all living creatures. Just as God's love is big enough to let it rain on the just and the unjust alike, so his love is great enough to love all creatures of the earth. They also are his sons and daughters. So John Muir was right. God's love is broad enough for bears and sparrows and cats and dogs, and field mice and coyotes and goats, all living creatures, great and small.